This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mitch is running it down, and whether or not Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge were on flights gone early last night and they couldn't participate in the swing off.
This could be a scandal.
Is there a different name for it, or is that what we're calling it? Is that what everybody's calling it, is a swing off? Because when I hear a swing offs, I think it's chagrin falls.
They got that wonderful football field there.
No, wait, they roll the pumpkins. They roll the pumpkins in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they roll the pineapples in the spring.
Yeah, when is that?
That is, that's usually after a feisty Friday night. Somebody has some people over for a dinner party.
They stumble back from the falls.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I got to find out whether or not those two were in the stadium at the time. It is a lot of people's knowledge, Tone, that it's a lot of people's perception. A lot of people are saying that he was on a flight. What are you asking Mitch to find out exactly?
Yeah,
again?
I want to know.
To Ohtani and Judge.
Because Mitch said he did find.
There's a video I've got from Arash Markazi. He's out of L.A., and it's all L.A. stuff. And it is Ohtani and Freeman 8 hours ago talking about the All-Star game. Ohtani's in street clothes. Freeman is not in street clothes. He is in Dodgers uniform.
And now, was that after the game,
right,
or was it during the game where they're still talking like, hey, we'll do our media availability now? Because, well, you would assume he'd be asked.
Every player's going to have media availability for this, right? It's not like when the Guardians play, maybe two guys talk after the game, right? Three guys. And especially not, they are at a podium of some sort. It's not in the locker room in front of a locker like where you normally get baseball sound.
So that's post game, or is that during the game they're doing
this? I don't know. It was posted 8 hours ago, which was right around the time of, so that would have made it 11. Actually, that would have made it before the swing off and everything happened, because that swing off wasn't until I finally shut everything down about 11:30, and they had just finished the regulation part of the ball game.
But yes, the assumption would be that the big story at the All-Star game at the conclusion last night was what a thrilling game it was, but also the home run, the swing off. You would assume he'd be asked about the swing off, and misses he was not. So that would lend you to believe that it hadn't happened yet.
It would. So I would have to think that he's not there. They're not there.
So they took
now, is that a sacrilege? Is that something they're not supposed to be able to do?
That's what I want to know. If you commit to the All-Star game, are you committing to actually staying at the game with your All-Star teammates? Because right now the conjecture is that they got on private flights and they were nowhere to be found by the end of the game.
Who's playing against Atlanta this weekend? Isn't
the Yankees?
Where would Aaron Judge go?
Down
back
the street
for a day.
Who knows?
Did he go back home for a day?
Well, when you have private jet access,
guess.
And especially going from Atlanta to New York, that's got to be what, like an hour and a half flight.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Maybe.
Or would he be going to...
You can get from here to Fort Lauderdale in less than 2 hours. I would assume that New York to Atlanta is two hours at the most.
Or did he go to Miami? Did he go to Mexico for the night?
For a day? I mean, good God.
I know.
Well, wait a minute. No. Today, Wednesday, Thursday.
They're playing on Friday.
You got to fly back Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you went to a place for a day. Okay. Right. Well, fine.
Well, when... That's a different life than we lead.
It
when
is.
When you have that life, you're going to take that day, right?
I guess so.
If you've got private jet access, we're going places.
I would just go back to La Quinta and get some Betty Buys. Maybe a pizza and
They've
some
got
beers.
Breakfast right now.
And then that's it. Yeah, you get your continental breakfast, too. That waffle maker, that's a gift that keeps on getting. When I was on the road doing minor league baseball back in the day, it's the summer of minor league baseball stories I'm noticing, by the way. Sorry about that, guys. I would wake up because they'd give you, I think they gave me like $25 a day. And I'd save that $25. And I would wake up, I'd be up to like 3 in the morning, and I would set an alarm and go down there at like 9. Go and get, load up a plate, loading up. Go load up a plate of continental breakfast, put a napkin over it, come back, fall asleep, wake up, 11 o'clock, boom.
Well, anybody that's watched Rookie of the Year knows that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. That's how it went. It's awesome.
Yeah, that waffle that per maker, diem for
yeah.
yourself.
The eggs didn't work out that well, but everything else, that worked out. Yeah, he kept the per diem for myself. Then I'd, at the end of the trip, you'd have like 125 extra bucks. It was awesome. 216-474-0092 if you want to call in about per diems. I'm kidding. All right. You were really mad 2 weeks ago. Are you willing to let bygones be bygones? Are you willing to buy in on the Guardians in the second half? Are there people who are actively rooting against the Guardians in the second half because they want to prove a point against Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff and Paul Dolan? Tone?
Obviously, I'm hopeful. Now, do I genuinely think like they're going to make some huge run and bypass all these teams? And like we've seen enough of this lineup, and there's so many guys buried, mired in what seems like season-long slumps. They don't really have a lot of answers except calling up some of the young guys. But now, you know, unfortunately, Chase is dealing with something. And I would say, look, it's going to be a very tall task, but it's not like I'm just giving up on them and I'm not going to watch the second half of the season.
It's your job.
What point is that?
But even if
it weren't my job, like I'm not going to deprive myself of any potential fun that this team. I mean, look, they closed right before the All-Star break on a winning note.
Well,
They took out the Astros. They have an easy schedule the rest of the way, according to basically everybody. So, look, the door is nudged open.
So when they lose like they did 10 games, when they had the 10-game losing streak 2 weeks ago, when you lose like that, you open up the door to fan the flames of the folks that really distrust the front office and really dislike the front office. It's not about not watching the Guardians or not paying attention. I do think that they fight for that. I think they fight for that attention, and the fight is easier when they have the record they had last year. And they were at the top of the AL Central, and some people were thinking, man, they could make some noise here in the postseason. Then, it makes it easier. Now I think it's not just about the ratings. It's not just about people paying attention. It's about people who are actively angry and frustrated at the organization, angry about what happened or what didn't happen this offseason where you didn't spend money at all and you took salary away. And you and I were very accommodating of that at the very beginning of the season, saying, well, this is kind of the way it is. Until Zach Meisel said, no, it's not the way that this has to be. It's not the way that this has to be. They have their plan. They've gone about their plan. They've been a competitive team. They haven't been able to get over it, but they're going to stick to their plan, whatever that plan may be, even if it's going to be frustrating for us. I think there were some people who were frustrated, who looked at that 10-game losing streak. This is their chance to pounce and show people that this is not as good a situation as you guys think it is. This is an emperor who doesn't have clothes with this organization. And I just ask, I mean, because you went, what, 6 out of 7 to win right before the All-Star break. I know you played the White Sox. I know that 2 of those games were in extra innings, but they're still professional baseball players. It isn't travel ball, for crying out loud. So you had some wins, and you're still in it to some degree within the wild card, that third wild card spot. Are there those who are trying to prove a point against the Guardians?
Well, I think that's always going on, and I think people seized upon that the minute they went through their toughest stretch in years. When I told you that I got that call from John Fanto where he's like, are they not allowed to have one bad season, one bad stretch? But it seems like everybody was waiting to pounce, and they got a chance to. And look, I'm not going to lie. Like, the Guardians, are they some must-watch, you know, TV entertainment this year? No, not even close. Look at how many guys are batting below, like, .220. And in the 100s, like, no, they are not must watch. They we have seen so many more entertaining versions of this team, and a team that you really did have real belief in. I don't have a ton of belief in this team, but I am holding out hope that it's a very long season and maybe some guys can regress the other way, regress to the mean in a positive way. We do see that from time to time, especially in this sport of all sports. And the fact that they did finish the season, finish the first half with 6-7, winning 6-7, it at least gave you some semblance of optimism. Not a ton. It's not like, again, not like I think this team's going to the World Series, but they had to do that at least, and at least they did that.
Well, I've never seen a guy. It's been a while since I've seen a Guardians team, I feel like, just go and die during the season. I know it happened once with Francona towards the end, but even then, I didn't want to believe it. Even then, I didn't even want to believe it. This time, I certainly don't want to believe it, especially after as well as last year went. But man, I'm getting the feeling that as we get ready for the second half of the season, there is more than a gaggle now that believe that Paul Dolan needs to sell the team, that Paul Dolan is a bad owner for this baseball club, that they can do more if they spent more. We don't know what the books are. And I know that there's people probably over there who work are pulling their hair out hearing me say that. Guys, I'm just telling you what the perception is with a lot of people who called 2 weeks ago, who were fit to be tied, who were angry with everything. And I just look at it from an on-field product, and that's exactly what it is. I don't care about anything else. Looking at it from an on-field product, there are people who believe that this team, that people like you and I cover for them, that people like you and I, because we believe what they say and we want to be nice with them, we won't call them out for certain misgivings and certain bad moves that they made, the Junior Caminero thing and all that stuff. Like, there's people who believe that. And when you're winning, but you're not over the hump winning, when you're not winning a championship, it's easier to kind of muzzle that conversation. When you lost 10 in a row like you did 2 weeks ago, damn it, Tone, like, it was everybody getting in with a baseball bat just beating that argument to death.
And this team, this particular year, they deserve that. What I don't think they deserved was what I was hearing from every corner, that this team's never been about winning, that they've never cared about winning. And I'm like, all right, you're taking out a lot of frustration over one stretch of baseball in one down, what looks to be a down year, even though it's down first half. And I thought that was way ridiculous, because we've seen bad in this town. This town should know what truly the darkness looks like. This was not coming off an ALCS run.
It can't be shared.
You can't act like they've never tried to win.
It can't be
shared.
That
was insane to me.
The guard is, and this is what's different with the Guardians and the other two teams in town. Dan Gilbert and the front office share the desire to win. They've been very successful. Jimmy Haslam and the front office share the desire to win. They have not been successful. I don't believe Paul Dolan wants to win to that level.
You don't think he wants to win?
I think that if given the chance, he will try. I don't think that he wants to win to that level. I think it's an important thing for him in his civic mindedness to keep the organization afloat, to keep the organization in the black.
See, I think you're just connecting.
To keep the organization in Cleveland.
Honestly, Ken, I know we got to go. I think the mistake there is just connecting spending money with trying to win.
I believe Antonetti.
I think there are a lot of ways. I think the way they run an entire system is trying to win. The way that they have honestly, if you ask anybody around baseball, they'll say the Guardians organization is one of the pillars in sports. They're one of the North Stars that every team looks at, because every team wants more money to spend.
The
so they have to make do with what they have. That's why they've plucked so many guys from the Guardians over the years.
Obviously.
They wouldn't say the Guardians aren't trying to win.
Ask the general fan that, though, because I have a bigger explanation for that when we come back in 4 minutes on The Fan. Tone's mad at me.
I'm not mad.
No, you want a better explanation than what I gave you.
No, I'm not mad at all.
I said my... Now, how to explain to everybody how I said it, just real quick.
I was just saying, I think you are incorrectly linking spending money with a bigger desire to win. I think that
I'm incorrectly doing that?
I think that is...
Well, your statement was they are just trying to stay afloat, trying to stay in the black on wins, right? And you're talking about the Dolan's, Paul Dolan's.
Yeah, I'll explain it better. Because I think that, well, first off, I think that's how the majority of Cleveland fans feel.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I think they feel that way because...
Voice for the voiceless, damn
because
it.
Because they think that magically, if we just spent more money, we would have won the World Series. And I just not... Everything we know about baseball, it's not really how it works.
You can have a $300 million payroll, but I think that what people are asking is, like, you... in your own way, you go for it. Now, what does go for it look like? Well, I don't know. You ask 100 people, I think you're going to get 100 different answers when it comes to baseball. I'll explain it as best I can here. It's not that Paul Dolan is the biggest jerk in the history of owners, for crying out loud, even though it comes off that way. I was pretty abrasive in it. When it comes to Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, there is a shared desire to win and to do what's necessary to win, even if what they believe is necessary is totally incorrect. And it's been at times. With the Cavs, there is a shared desire to win and to do what's necessary to win, even if that's a really, really, really good thing like we've been seeing here over the last few years. Or, I mean, they've made some silly decisions here and there in the past, but they've made a lot more good ones than they've made bad ones. So they've been very successful in that way. So you have one side of the coin and you have the other, where it's a shared experience. The shared desire to win. I think Antonetti and Shapiro, they look at their piggy bank and what they could spend, and they go, they definitely want to win. It is not my belief that Antonetti and Shapiro, like, don't want to win. They desperately want to win. Chernoff. Antonetti and Chernoff don't want to win. They absolutely want to win. I think for Paul Dolan, he believes it is more important to run the business the proper way, to keep the team in a good situation so that they can sprinkle in here and there. I don't believe his major desire as of right now is he has to have a championship. The other two owners, I believe they have to have a championship. Yes.
He wants to be operationally competitive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, he knows.
That's all I'm saying.
But wait a second.
I don't think that's a terrible thing to say.
I think he knows that if he spent, do you want him to get to league average? League average is $70 million. They're down $70 million from league average. If he did that, all of a sudden, threw $70 million in, and then we didn't win because how many other teams have spent league average and don't win the World Series? Would that be good for you if they spent league average, Kenny? Would that get you to a point where you thought they were doing everything they could to win?
For the most part, I thought they've done a good job. But I'm just telling you how people feel about this.
If they spent $70 million more, that would get them to league average. Would you then come on the air and say they've done everything they can to win?
Yes.
Okay. And then if we didn't win...
Why do I sound so exasperated?
And then if we didn't win, I think a bunch of fans would say we didn't spend enough money.
Well, that I don't know what else to tell you.
Because they'd still only be at league average, and they'd still be $150 million less than the teams at the top.
But I could still come up with a better example, or I could come up with a better argument than what I've had to come up with over the last couple of years, where I've had people who cover the team telling me I was flat out wrong. That when I asked, could they, I felt that they could not invest more because of the TV deal, which you and I have been very open-minded on, because you're going from around $50 million to...
like next to nothing.
Next to nothing.
I mean, guys, they're running PSAs during the ad spots when you're watching a Guardians game. That means they are not selling the advertising. They went from making... you know, they were projected to be in the 50s to maybe, I've seen some say, $60 million this year under the old cable deal. That's gone. How much do you think they're getting for the Indians and or the Guardians television network?
I think that
they're not even running ads.
And I think that explains my entire argument. I think that Paul Dolan sees that and goes, whoa, wait a minute. If we spend into this, we're going to find ourselves either in the red or deeper in the red than what we already are.
They'd be done for.
We can't do that. And so while he's going to be called every name in the book, and he's the owner of the baseball team, and that's what owners are basically meant for, he's going to do what he considers to be responsible by the organization and not run them into the ground. Like, I think that a guy like Paul Dolan is appalled that the Padres had to take a loan out to beat payroll. Even though the Padres make their...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Their fans happy. Their fans are delighted that they're trying to go all in. Now, it's a one-team town, but their fans are over the moon with it. But I think Paul Dolan looks at that and goes, that's irresponsible and that can't happen for the future. And he's probably right about that. He's probably right about that. Because I don't know if there's some golden parachute of a TV deal that's going to help out Major League Baseball. I mean, Rob Manfred spoke about that in his press conference and in his interviews before the All-Star festivities earlier this week. And I mean, he was like, hey, we're on a lot of platforms, and it's because we're on so many platforms, it's kind of hard to find us. I mean, how many different platforms have the Guardians been on? It was you were on a wild goose chase for a weekend once with the Roku, the Tubi, YouTube TV before.
They were on five different outlets.
That's
in
right.
Like a seven-game stretch.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have that many different outlets. You have your fans. It's kind of hard to find. I mean, the Cavs have been on a few different ones, but it's FanDuel TV. The Browns, well, that's a different entity because that's the NFL. And I mean,
it's fine. You brought up the Padres. How many years has it been since they went on the spending spree?
It's been a few, and they haven't been able to cash in.
5 years?
Yeah, they haven't been able to cash in.
Yeah, Padres have 7 more wins over the last 5 years than the Guardians.
And I think
the Padres fans are thrilled.
They are thrilled.
They are going out of their mind.
But I'm talking about
5 more wins.
And I'm saying that, again, over the course of history, I have not once ripped on Antonetti and Chernoff over this. And so, I mean, you could say that some of the moves that they made haven't been great, but if they only have 7 more wins, I think that's proof positive why I'm not ripping on Antonetti and Chernoff. I've not ripped on those two guys and what they've done with their front office. The ownership's a different story. And the ownership would tell me, well, Ken, tough you-know-whats, this is the whole reason you have my fiscal responsibility is the whole reason you have a team to bitch about in the middle of July instead of just being the Pirates, and then you guys could sit there and talk about Shador Sanders and what type of sandwich he ate.
See, and
I think that's probably Paul Dolan would tell me right now.
That's been my argument. I think if we tried to run it any different way, I think baseball would be irrelevant in this town. I don't disagree with you. It would be Pittsburgh.
I do not disagree with you. I agree with you on that. But that's the frustrating thing is that you've done they do just enough with what they have to make the fan base really upset.
And
because the fan base doesn't want to hear about money.
Didn't you agree with me that somebody like the it's tough to parse it out because Blitzer and Harris, his partner, they have their sports group that's worth like $12 billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But if it were just in this case, Blitzer, right? Didn't you agree with me that he wasn't going to run this not like a business?
Yes,
like,
I agree with you.
So who are the guys lining up to run this not like a business? Where
Anthony,
are all the people? I know everybody's like, oh, I wish Dan Gilbert would just buy.
So you're agreeing with me.
He's not.
You're agreeing with me.
He's not. Why isn't Dan Gilbert buying the Guardians?
You're arguing with me, but you're agreeing with me. You're agreeing with me on the whole thing. Is that not once have you told me or given me any evidence to the contrary of anything that I've stated here over the past 10 minutes? Or really since this, two segments ago when that started, you've not given me any evidence to the contrary. When they get a little bit of more money, he has spent to it, and he's done what he's needed to do. He's not going to go hog wild out there and go into hawk like I bring up with the Padres, and I brought up the Padres before. He's not an irresponsible owner. He has things that he has to deal with that the other two guys in town don't have to deal with. Okay, that's on him. That's the business he's chosen. And I think that as a responsible owner, I do think he feels a civic responsibility to the team as far as being a Clevelander and having a team in Cleveland. And it worries me about the Blitzers when they take over, when David Blitzer takes over, because I think that then you'll just have an outsider who runs a team like a business. It's, and if you think you don't like Paul Dolan now, get a roll to that when that happens
at
some point.
And especially when that outsider comes in and then after a couple bad years goes, we're going with new management. And now you don't even have the security blanket that has been Shapiro, Chernoff, Antonetti. Like, that's gone. How do you think that is going to proceed forward? And I was just telling you this. If there was so much money that I've heard people say, Dolans are just banking money. Of course, the people that I've talked to, they're in the know are like, that is not the case at all. But if you believe that was the case.
You play one round of golf, and of a sudden the people in the know.
Here's what I want to know. Where are all the people trying to get in? Where's the bidding war to try to get in on the Guardians? If the business was that robust, you know what they're doing? They're paying top dollar for NBA teams. They're paying twice as much what the Rays just went for.
1.7.
The Mavericks got 3.5. Right. The Lakers got like, what, 10? The Celtics got 6. Okay, if baseball was just this huge cash cow and any other owner outside of Paul Dolan would come in and just throw $200 million a year, where is it? Where's the bidding war? Because I think the Dolans would probably sell if that were the case.
Yeah, was it the Orioles were sold last year for like 1.6, 1.7?
Yeah, the business is not. The collapse of the regional sports network, it's over. This is a distressed asset right now.
Anthony, I know that. But you're not, nothing of what you said was to the contrary of what I said. You frankly agree with me. You agree with me.
I don't agree with you that they're not trying to win. I totally disagree.
Who are they?
The Dolans. That Paul Dolan's not trying to win. I categorically disagree.
I think they're trying to win. Are they trying to win? Hold on. Are they trying to win or are they trying to win at all?
Baseball, all the teams are trying to get it. No, hold
got
on.
Got my answer.
No, you don't have your answer. That's silly.
Got my answer.
There are only three teams in Major League Baseball trying to win it all.
And that's the problem we've had with Major League Baseball.
Oh, so
here.
Your problem's with baseball, not the Dolans. You got to make up your mind. What's your problem with?
Wait a minute. They're part of the club of owners that are Major League Baseball. They are Major League Baseball, for crying out loud.
Ken, you just admitted there are only three teams that are trying to win it all.
They are Major League Baseball, for crying out loud. And I would probably bring up more teams that are not just the three teams.
Five?
You're going to put me in a hole.
Are there five?
I would give you six, right?
What's the number?
Top.
How much do you have to spend to be considered, quote, winning it all? Because before you said $170 million. Now I need a number.
I didn't give you numbers.
You told me 70 million.
You said 70
million
more.
170 would be league average. And I asked you, would you consider that going all in?
Considering their constraints, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So it's not three teams, it's not five teams. Now you're saying half the teams.
Average? Because that would be top six in baseball.
170 is league average if you figure in what that is the mean.
Yeah, that'd be top six in baseball, though. I get money spending wise.
Tell me how many teams.
Because the top five spin out of their ass,
yeah, so
the rest of us have to suffer for it.
Well, yes, there you go. That is the problem. That's what people like Paul Dolan are saying. This is such a ridiculous system to begin with.
If it's more than half are not spending that, then the more than half,
Anthony,
should be able
to
in the competitive part of making the playoffs.
Were we competitive last year in the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs, yeah.
And you're still...
Are we not trying to win?
You're not seeing it.
Are we not trying to win, Ken? Were we competitive in the playoffs last year? Were we trying to win last year?
I've answered your question. Yes. I've answered your question.
Oh, wait a second. He just conceded.
I know we're just going to get over each other. Can I talk?
You just said we're trying to win. You just conceded.
What have I conceded?
You just said we were trying to win after saying we weren't trying to win.
So wait a minute.
So make up your mind.
Wait a minute. They had a not so good season the year before. They had a not so good season this year. They had a good season last year. I would say maybe they fell bass-ackwards into some of that. But again, you're not seeing the point of it. Is when you're telling me about all these teams that are spending into this money and how it's not their fault, the majority of Guardians fans, and let me make this as clear as possible. Remember, I'm not the one yelling here for everybody scoring at home. The majority of Guardians fans are going, I don't give a bleep. Stop crying poor and just sell your team, and then I will just yell at those guys. And I could say fair warning all I want.
Talked about that for a decade.
But I'm telling you how the fans feel. Yeah. I'm just telling you how the fans feel.
And again,
they do not care about hearing about money.
You're defending millionaires every day. Then you're following the wrong sport. Then you're following the wrong sport.
But we're rolling two different problems into one right now. Right?
It's amazing.
Before the season starts, it's Dolan's fault for not spending the money. In the season, we haven't spent the money. Okay, let's move on. They have not brought up the kids, and that is Antonetti's fault.
It is the ultimate slippery wizard move where Anthony Ocasio-Cortez defends the richest men in town.
You're saying he has no money. So I think I'm defending the working class owner.
You're the one going with the Haslams
and the Gilberts.
Hard scrabble.
So which ones are you supporting?
Over there. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he's making ham salad sandwiches for his children right now. Oh, my goodness. It seems like kind of a lousy comparison, if you ask me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bootstraps. Lord, I have heard enough.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, last night we had an interesting ending to the Midsummer Classic, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, going into extra innings. But unlike the traditional format where we would just keep playing games, the All-Stars got together and had a swing-off between the two sides.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
That audio courtesy of Fox. Kyle Schwarber wins it by hitting three home runs in three swings. And this is such an interesting situation because we got a text from Anthony Castrovince, who we had on the other day from MLB.com. A lot of people were asking, and we were asking during the show, why don't we have guys like Shohei Ohtani up there? Why don't we have guys like Aaron Judge showing out for the American League? Well, because a lot of these guys apparently are already showered and dressed and out of the ballpark already, potentially. Now, he did not confirm, this is from Anthony, he did not confirm if Ohtani and Judge specifically were out of the ballpark, but he did say players typically leave after they've exited and showered, and yes, are often on flights home. Because you were talking about it, Anthony, there was a big thing online that some people were saying they're already on the planes going back home.
Should they have to stay at the games the whole time?
The people are saying this is pretty standard operating procedure for the starters. Once they get yanked, especially the superstars, once they get yanked from the game, a lot of times they don't stick around for the conclusion of the game. Then it's hard to take the game. Not, it's an exhibition anyway, right?
Yeah.
But when I was young, we did take the game seriously. And obviously, all these games, the NBA All-Star game has become a total farce. Pro Bowl, they've just discontinued it, right? There's no Pro Bowl.
No, they're doing a version of Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's unfortunate. That is something like it's hard for probably... Mitch, did the All-Star game ever truly matter when you... Because you're younger than us.
It definitely had some prestige. I mean, some of the most notable ones, the 2008 game at Yankee Stadium. I think the Home Run Derby was more latched on to my generation than maybe the All-Star game itself. But there were some notable games that we definitely took interest in.
I think that... You can't get rid of the current policy of letting guys go, because then you'll just get more guys saying, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to bow out of the All-Star game. And you certainly don't want to do that, because it's the last All-Star game out of the big three sports we talk about. It's the last All-Star game worth playing.
Well, that's the
so you don't want to do that.
That's the sort of situation we had with that Jacob Mizorowski. Apparently a bunch of players just opted to not play, and that's how a guy with five great starts, albeit, got into the All-Star game.
Well, you sounded like you were mad about that.
I'm not mad about that. Okay. I'm not mad about that. There were a lot of people, though, that I saw on social media, including some players from the Philadelphia Phillies. Nevertheless, we had some other stuff from baseball yesterday, including one former All-Star, Shane Bieber, getting back into action at the Arizona Complex League, having a pretty solid run in his first start back. He was supposed to start a couple of weeks ago over in Akron, but he had what here? Struck out five of the eight hitters he faced. And give up one hit in that short contest. But a guy like him coming back into the second half against the weaker stretch the Guardians are facing could be potentially big to whether the Guardians are buyers and sellers at the deadline.
Just want to keep him healthy. Got excited last time, and then I got really nervous after he wasn't able to go to Akron. It was very nice to see him out there pitching. Did you bring up the guy he was facing, by the way?
You always mentioned Snell.
Blake Snell, two Ooh. Cy Young winners going toe-to-toe out in Arizona.
How old is Blake Snell?
Old enough to know better.
Twice the age of the batters he was facing. Like, the Arizona Complex League is a ton of young guys.
Blake 32. Snell's,
yeah, 32 years old.
Jeez. Ain't that old. Yeah, also a Cy Young winner. Got batted around, though.
We had, what, seven strikeouts out of the batters he faced? Or?
I mean, you're either going to be feast or famine against a bunch of kids.
That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See? Travis Bazzana got a double off him, didn't he?
I didn't check that part yet. I'll have to see.
Well, I'm doing your job for you now. That's incredible.
Are we not on Bazzana Watch anymore?
Are we on Bazzana Watch or Bazzana Watch?
Mitch is doing Lima's job for him. We're just going around the horn here.
One guy that is doing his job is Paul Hoynes, who was on the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast yesterday. And had some information regarding what the Guardians could do at the trade deadline. Says it's likely they may not be moving on from members of their bullpen.
The teams that are inquiring about Emmanuel Class A and Cade Smith, that those guys are not for sale, that they're not going to trade them, that they want to keep those pieces. The sources I talked to, you know, they said they're pretty firm about that. You know, that's coming from the guys, the decision makers in Cleveland's front office.
It was interesting to add Cade Smith into that mix because we've been hearing a lot about Class A, not about Cade.
George Valera, real quick, got a double off of Blake Snell. Travis Bazzana got a double off of Blake Snell yesterday. There you go. Go ahead with what you were going to say about the Paul Hoynes.
Well, I was saying that it's interesting that we're adding Cade Smith into the potential mix now because
I don't believe that at all, though.
Class A been the guy.
I don't believe the Cade Smith would be moved at all on that. And Class A, I think Class A is still always going to be a conversation because there's a shelf life on closers. How long's Emmanuel Class A been the closer now? Is this year four?
If you want to include the pandemic year, I believe, or the year he got suspended, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, this is about year four. Usually we're starting to get on shaky ground here. I think it's been a little bit overrated. I think he's certainly gotten better as time has gone on, but...
Well, first 3 weeks of the year.
What the value is. Well, first 3 weeks of the year.
People made it sound like that his career was over.
Well, because of how he reacted last year during the postseason. It's like, man, it was a long winter, and you still didn't kind of clear your headspace there. Yes, and?
Oh, and the last thing I had on the docket here was this clip from Mayor Justin Bibb yesterday via Channel 5 News, was being asked if the Browns moving affected the plans for the waterfront redevelopment plan.
It's still a very real plan. It just opens up more opportunities to make sure we have the right mix of development, the right mix of public space.
And that is that big multi-purpose space they wanted to have with like the different businesses, the shops, the restaurants, and that bridge overseeing downtown to it.
Boy, they're going to get that bridge no matter what, ain't they?
The land
they're
bridge?
They're getting that land bridge. Yeah. I like the one with the giant hole. That was in the middle of it.
The portal to the bottom.
The portal to the bottom of Lake Erie.
I still don't understand, especially once the stadium is gone, the land bridge. Like, we do have ways to get, just have to go a couple blocks one way or a couple blocks the other way. Can get down to where you need to get to. I have never understood why the land bridge was debated political topic.
You're going to get the land bridge because somebody has to stand there, and that's going to be the next mayor. It's going to be Blaine Griffin. He's going to yell, "This is Cleveland," and kick people into the hole.
It's going to link. This town has been forever severed.
We're a land bridge away.
Once we get the land bridge, it's going to spur all this economic development. It's like, or hear me out. You could walk a block and a half to the other side and then continue.
You don't know how to talk about the Upers of Cleveland?
But then you have to walk a block and a half back the other way.
Oh, man.
So if I'm where the land bridge was going to be, if I'm right in the middle there, see, I got to walk half a block either side, and then I have to go, and then I got to walk half a block back. No, you know what? I'm just going to go to Brook Park. But if you build a land bridge, well, then I'll walk across the land bridge there. As long as there's a giant gaping hole in the middle.
You know, and you're right. Where are these people, these people that have been just living there peacefully all these years? Yes. We're going to disrupt their livelihoods. Because once we open up that land bridge, there's going to be too much mingling going on in these factions.
We'll bring our commerce and technology to them. It'll change their lives.
They have Wi-Fi? They don't have Wi-Fi, do they?
No, not over there.
That's it for Ballast Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.